So yeah, hello.
Greetings.
Some would say aloha.
Amigo.
Hawaii.
Oh, wait, no, that means
that's goodbye. That's cheesecake.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Well, this is another podcast about a bite from Adam's apple.
Yeah, you may have thought we were gone because we took a 2-week hiatus.
But didn't we all get sick?
Yeah. Andrew was terminally ill.
He is recovered, though.
Some would say I'm dead.
Oh. You're reincarnated. Yeah. You're like, as yourself.
Right? You're like Aunt Edna.
Edna, yes.
Oh, like in this movie?
Oh, so should we introduce ourselves for people who are...
Maybe. That might be a good idea.
Some would say I'm Andrew.
I think most would say.
If anybody says some would say one more time already in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm Jack.
I'm Kate.
I'm Garrett. And this is a bite from Adam's apple.
This is a podcast where we review every single one of Adam Scott's movies. Nobody would say this is an Adam Scott movie. He appears in it.
We are saying that.
It is not Adam Scott's movie.
No, no. This is called Too Smooth or Hair Shirt, right?
I prefer Hair Shirt.
Hair Shirt is the title of the movie when it was in theaters.
This was in theaters? This wasn't straight to DVD?
I don't think it was a very wide theater release.
I think we've kind of been going out of order, but, you know, who cares? Originally, we were supposed to do this before... What was the one we just did? Seven in a Match?
Like, no, that was that's not the last
Killer Next.
Oh, yeah. Killer Next, Killer Ronnie Next or whatever.
Ronnie.
Yeah, so this one was technically supposed to be after Lesser Evil, but, you know, Amazon didn't get it here in time.
Yeah, for all of y'all hardcore Adam Scott fans getting upset with us because we went out of order, we just wanted to apologize.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So I think we should...
Hold on.
Is there more?
Other important things.
More disclaimers.
And also, another two movies, Winding Roads and Sagamore, we could not find. And along still with Cityscapes Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But those three...
So those are canceled. Until we can somehow
find them. Like, they're nowhere. I have no idea where
they are. So, are you done declaiming?
Other than those three, I'm pretty sure we, like, have all the movies that he's been in. So, we should be good to go from now on.
Okay. So, I think it's about time that we tell the people what Too Smooth / Hair Shirt is about.
Well, roughly, it is about...
Nope. This is Too Smooth, Cade. Not rough.
We can't be rough. Oh. You're right, Jack.
Can't wait till the sequel, Too Rough.
It's all about sand.
And hairpants.
Hairpants? That's not...
Why would a sequel have to have hair the exact opposite title of the first movie? Has any sequel...
Most of them have like a very similar title. Or just like RoboCop and RoboCop 2.
It's not Human Cop.
It's not Human Outlaw.
Yeah. Human criminal.
Is robot the opposite of human?
Well, some would say.
What would be the opposite of robot then, Andrew? If you had to come up with an opposite of robot, would you not use human? Or like organic opposed to...
Like a plant.
The opposite. I mean, how opposite can
robot is to plant as...
salt is
hair
pepper.
Is to... What?
Bone?
Alright, so that has nothing to do with the movie whatsoever. So we open up with this guy, and it's actually, I really liked the opening. That was probably my favorite part of the whole movie.
Okay, I'm just gonna start us off here with a little thing. I like this movie. I like the style of this movie. Mm-hmm. However, we're about to get into the story of this movie. And the story was lacking. But I enjoyed it as a, like a, I don't know, like a, it was like a series of, well, sketches that were all...
So basically, there's this guy, and he talks about in elementary school, he always lies to get what he wants, basically. And he lies to get girls, a lot. And so he moves to the best place to do that, L.A. So he goes...
Some would say Los Angeles.
I swear if you say... Some would say one more time. So he goes to Los Angeles.
Some would say that was a threat.
Somebody else want to tell the story, or should I keep going?
His name is Danny, by the way.
Okay. Now,
oh, yeah.
Thanks, Andrew.
His name is Danny Riley. How does that rank on your name scale, Andrew?
3 out of 10.
3 out of 10? Would you care to, like, explain why?
It's because his the end of his first name sounds kind of similar to the end of his last name.
So
E-E.
So, like, what is a perfect name in your book?
Garrett Williams is pretty good.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's keep going with the story.
Wow. We're only, how far into this podcast yet that we've yet to touch on the movie?
So, basically, he moves to L.A. I'm going to give a really, really brief summary. His friend comes to L.A. to start working. He moves in with this guy named Tim, who acts a lot like Dwight from The Office, which is what we found the whole time. This Tim guy is also a writer.
No, he's not a writer.
Or he's a poet. He's a poet. Some would say he's a poet. Okay. So, basically, he moves in with this guy. His friend comes, lives with him as well.
Please
this,
use names.
Holy Tim. Cow. Tim is, for, I don't remember the, what's,
Peter.
Oh, Peter is the Wizards dad from Wizards of the Waverly Place. So, Peter comes, moves in with Tim and Ben O'Reilly. And, wait, what's his name?
Danny Riley.
Ben
O'Reilly. That's, Spider-Man's clone, right?
What? No. Ben O'Reilly is a news guy.
Boo Riley?
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of, Ben Riley. Not Ben O'Reilly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's the main girl's name? I'm really bad with... I'm really bad with names.
So we have Renee, right?
Renee, is that her name?
The lady from...
The lead lady
who, like, laughs really annoyingly?
No. The one with the blonde hair.
Oh, that's Corey.
Corey, okay. Yeah. So, Tim, who owns the house, is friends with Corey. When,
Corey in the house?
So, when Corey and Danny see each other, they kind of, like, fall in love. And Tim also is kind of in love with Corey, which turns out to be the first conflict. That kind of gets solved because she decides to go with Danny, but then this other girl comes back.
Renee.
Is that the girl with the short hair?
Yes.
That's the laughy girl.
Yeah. Renee dated Danny in high school, so she's still going for revenge. So basically, she convinces Corey that Danny's a terrible person. That's what most of the movie's about.
I was disappointed with Renee as a character. Yeah. Whenever she first appeared on the screen, she has her hair all curled up, and she has a cigarette and stuff, and she looked like a really cool character. She looked like she was going to be a really interesting character. He says that she's trying to constantly ruin his life, so I thought she was going to be this, you know, driving evil force that's always messing with his life. But no, she was just obnoxious.
Best Hollywood villain since Kylo Ren.
So, that's chronological. That's chronological. So, basically, that's kind of how the movie goes. This is a really brief synopsis, because most of the synopsis...
Hold on. You did not... We didn't get to the end, did we?
I'm about to get to the end.
Oh, okay. What about Jessica?
Jennifer. Jennifer. There is no Jessica. So, Jennifer is the girl who used to live with Tim, who, like, was Tim's roommate before Danny moved in. So she kind of comes back and becomes a... And that's what Renee uses as a leverage tool against Corey. And that's what most of the movie is until the very end. Corey and Danny end up realizing that they really care about each other. They kiss at the end, and that's the end. So now let's get into a different segment of this podcast, which is, what is our favorite part of Adam Scott's performance?
We didn't even mention Adam Scott's performance. You didn't touch on Adam Scott.
I know. I was about to say. So, I was going to explain what Adam Scott's performance was at the beginning of the segment, and then we'll talk about our specifics. So, at one point, while Renee is trying to convince Corey that Danny is a bad person, they go to a bar. And also, the Wizards of Waverly Place guy, which is named...
Peter.
Peter D'Angelo.
He got sent away in that scene. He did go to the bar with a big group of them, but he got sent away. And so Renee and Corey are talking. Renee is actually a famous actress. So
forgot to mention that.
Adam Scott, well, it's a very small part. Adam Scott walks up to Renee and is like, oh man, I want your autograph, basically. And doesn't he hit on Corey at that point?
No,
that
but he recognizes Corey, too, from whatever she's been in.
Oh, he does? Okay. Well, he recognizes them, and he kind of starts to hit on them, and then... they send him away.
Yeah.
And that is Adam Scott's performance. What is your favorite part of that?
Oh, gosh.
My favorite part was how...
I don't even remember it. I remember.
I know my favorite part.
He was good at smoking a cigarette.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you about my favorite part? I actually noticed something. When he is talking to Renee and decides to switch to talking to Corey, his head turn was very dramatic. I remember I looked at
evil
that
evil head turn.
It wasn't even evil, actually. It was just kind of dramatic.
I think he's secretly behind this whole thing. He was.
See, I really appreciated the fact that his eyes were located on opposing sides of his nose.
Good job, kid.
So you like how the human face works?
Kid's admiration for the human face. Everyone.
I really liked how...
What's your opinion on eyebrows, kid?
Oh, God.
No, there was that casting guy, the guy who made a joke that he looked like George Clooney, even though he looked nothing like George Clooney. Mm-hmm. He had crazy eyebrows. They were a different color than his hair, and they stuck out like a
sore thumb
that's been hit with a hammer multiple times.
All right.
Well, Andrew, you two.
My favorite part of Adam Scott's performance is probably, like, you know, how he spoke in English, so it was made it easy for us to understand what he was saying. So
that's true.
As opposed to if he had spoken in Swahili.
Yep.
Amazing how that was the first language that came.
Hey, Garrett, isn't it amazing how he didn't speak in Mandarin?
Yeah. I was really expecting some Germanic.
What is Mandarin?
I was waiting for Garrett to try to say Swahili with me, but he just stared at me.
All right. What's our next segment?
Our next segment will be... Yes, I did.
I liked how he smoked a cigarette.
The Podline Time Theory Universe.
This one isn't that hard. He went to a bar, saw someone he recognized, hit on them, and he leaves.
And this was while he was time, like, between...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is his time, between the lesser evil.
Right. Wait, so how did that... Oh, my God. We need to, like, write this out.
We say that every time, and yet we still don't know.
Oh, Cade, how did the... did you ever edit that spreadsheet?
I'll update it. If you want to see our rankings of movie, you can go to... AdamScott.wordpress.
From AdamsApple.wordpress.com.
There you go. That's right.
But we're getting Adam.
Yeah, we're not going to continue talking about our rankings in the podcast. Well,
our lists are getting long.
Should we just put it above a certain movie? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think I can say with certainty, mine's this is at the top of the list.
Of course it is. Your favorite movie is always the one we just watched.
This one's pretty high up there.
Yeah, this is actually really high up on mine.
It's definitely not the worst.
It wasn't better than Payback, but...
Yeah.
Absolutely it was.
This one goes right below Hellraiser.
Well, this is a toss-up between... it's Girl Too Smooth and Girl.
Yeah, I figured. Since Girl has slowly creeped its way up your list every podcast, it started out at, like, last, and now it's at the top by flying colors.
I'm pretty sure it started out first.
I think your memory of Girl has made it better than it actually was.
I don't know.
It's just the dad. You can't beat that.
The dad was really funny. That's great.
Okay. Did we start a segment and not finish it? I forget.
We did that. We talked about how Adam Scott Podline Theory Universe, right. We kind of ended that and kind of went into our next segment, which was Rank the Movie. Mine is actually going to go probably right... after, or right, like, not quite as good as Star Trek. And Star Trek's, like, my number two. So it ranked really high.
Yeah.
Okay, you're off your rocker, but all
right. I have no idea. I haven't used this phrase. It's probably, like, third. I remember what my first two are, but it's probably after.
Yeah, I think Payback is still definitely the best. And then probably, like, Star Trek or something. And then, I don't remember... But I think this is, like, it's probably top five so far.
All right. I came up with a game spontaneously.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let's hear about that.
So on the back of the DVD cover, which is fantastic, by the way, we were looking at it. There's a dog on it that doesn't appear in the movie at all. But there's a scene index where label every scene. So I thought I'd pick some scenes at random and see if y'all could identify what was happening in this part of the movie.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Pete.
That's probably the introduction of Pete Angelo.
Pete Angelo?
Yeah, Peter Angelo, which is...
Oh, he goes by Pete.
Mm-hmm. Oh, occasionally.
Yeah.
When he feels like it. Hmm. Somewhat like. This is probably the scene where he's coming into town and he flies in and he meets Tim.
Is this where he introduces himself by, like, slapping himself on the chest? Hey, my name is Pete.
Pete.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Was that actually near the beginning?
Yeah, I think it's the third one. Yeah, it's right after the main credits.
Yep.
So, what warning was there? Because scene 12 is titled Warning.
Warning?
This is when this is actually, I believe, Adam Scott's scene, where Renee is talking to Corey and telling Corey that Danny is a bad guy.
Well, she does that a lot.
I think this is near the first time.
Do they do that right after writing session number one?
I believe so.
Okay, so the 11th scene is called writing session number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no writing session number two, but scene 15 is writing session number 13.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it's not even...
This did happen. Yeah, basically, the first writing session is when you find out that Tim can only write alone, and Danny is left in the living room, like, basically... Because Danny... This is one thing we didn't touch on in the plot, because it didn't turn out to be as important as I thought it would, but Danny and Tim decide to work on a script together, and Tim basically takes it over, and they're supposed to have a 40-page, like, character synopsis of the story. Treatment. Yeah, the treatment. And Tim writes out half a page, and this infuriates Danny later, and that's like near the very end of the movie, but...
Writing, to be fair, Tim is not a writer. He's a poet.
That line is mentioned many times.
There was something that kept confusing me throughout the movie. If Danny despises Renee, right, and realizes that she only means him harm, why is he constantly hanging out with Renee?
That doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, he doesn't hang out with Renee very much, and if he does, it's because he wants to hang out with Corey, and Renee is with Corey.
True.
This movie was split up into segments. Like,
yeah, you're not a liar.
No, I'm not. Otherwise, I probably would have been in this movie. I've forgotten my entire point.
So basically, it was in, like... They would just have, like, big titles, I think is what you're...
Yeah, no, it's like, what's a movie that does that? Grand Budapest Hotel does that, right?
There's like that one episode of the How I Met Your Mother that does that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was talking about movies.
I remember what you're talking about.
I know there are other movies that do that exact same thing. They have the acts, like, labeled.
Yeah, you're right. Grand Budapest Hotel does that.
Grand Budapest Hotel does that. But this movie...
Grand Budapest Hotel does that?
Yeah.
I think Grand Budapest Hotel does that.
But instead of having... Grand Budapest Hotel? I'm not sure this movie needed labeled acts.
It labeled, probably like, not some of them, but...
Yeah. No. They're on here. Like, there was the scam.
Question for Adam this week.
Yes.
Did you actually smoke a cigarette?
Yeah, was
it one of those, like, don't they have, like, candy E-cigs. Cigarettes?
I don't think you like those.
Are there also F-cigs?
No, that was not funny either.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I don't know.
Some would say it was funny.
Some would say that's stupid.
This movie did humor very well.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially visual humor. A lot of stares and stuff. Gave me a chuckle. One would say a...
Giggle.
Yeah,
someone say a guffaw.
No.
I didn't know that word prior to this instance, so I would not be one.
Is it guffaw? Is that not like...
Guffaw.
Is that not like...
That's a guffaw.
Are you sure that's not just like...
I don't recall guffawing during this movie.
We would have heard it. Anyone would have heard it if you had guffawed.
Hey, if this...
Pretty sure my neighbors heard that.
Hey, if this podcast made you guffaw, make sure to share it with other people
who guffaw. Only those who guffaw.
Y'all can sit around, listen to this, guffaw together. You know, I some of my greatest moments with these guys right here have been when we have sat down and had a good
and
guffaw.
Just guffawed.
Yeah. Hey guys, after this, y'all
want to guffaw? A good old guffaw, your friends.
Remember to check us out at... A bite from Adam's apple.wordpress.com for the blog. kind of see a little bit of extra stuff, we're always on iTunes. We are also on, what was it now?
Stitcher.
Stitcher, yes,
and,
that's right.
What is it?
Stream.fm?
No. As
Hey, hold on now. Player. We might always be on iTunes.
I hope their ear holes are open, because we didn't remind them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
oh,
when we tell them to
close... We gotta start this podcast over.
Oh, crap.
When we tell them to close their ear holes at the end of these podcasts, when do they know to reopen them?
When they click on the new...
Have we just, like, been permanently, like, deafing people? We're deafening
this we have deafed is, so many people.
This
we apologize for deafing you if you have been deaf.
This podcast is actually the leading cause of deafness in America right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. And in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A big milestone for our podcasters, Paz. Andrew, you like to
Yeah, we were on number 50 on the TV and film list in Vietnam.
Oh man. Adam Scott.
We didn't know the count. We're getting good at that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, this has been an adventure through hairy shirts and...
Some would say.
This podcast was too smooth. Oh, my goodness.
Clever.
Oh. Well, we'll see you later.
It sounds like we're about done today. Let's all guffaw
Sorry,
together.
I was guffawing at that joke.
Hey, adios.
Amigo.